There's definitely been a shift in attitudes. British men want to spend more time with their children. They want to take a more active role in caring for them. And they no longer believe that it should automatically be the man who stays at work when childcare is required. They think it's the better paid partner who should stay in work.
Because we hear a lot about working mothers and their desire to have it all, that horrible expression that's always used to describe their desire to have a career and a family. But we don't often hear about the plight of working fathers.
Well, that is what we're trying to do in this research and in the project as a whole, because, you know, parenting is generally a two-person exercise, not for everybody, obviously. But there has been an assumption that it's mothers who will always leave work when the child is sick or will go part-time. And in fact, a large number of fathers are telling us they're interested in doing that as well. But there are lots of obstacles in their way at the moment.
What kind of obstacles do they face?
Well, almost half of them aren't even taking the 2 weeks paternity leave after the birth of their children. And the most common reason they give us is that they can't afford to. At the moment, their paternity leave is paid at just over £100 a week, actually £123 a week, which obviously is a big drop in income for a lot of people. So one of them is financial, but in some ways the more worrying one is that 40% of the men who replied to our survey said they were worried about asking for flexible working arrangements because they thought their employer would think they weren't seriously committed to their job and it might negatively affect their chances of a promotion. So it's not just a question of what the legislation allows them to take. There's a whole question of attitudes to working fathers or working parents generally, and some kind of assumption that it means you're not a serious employee.
Well, you say that it's not just legislation, but I mean, is there anything else that the government could do to help working fathers?
Well, we are in the long term advocating that the government should move to a more generously paid system of parental leave. We're talking about the same amount of parental leave as mothers and fathers currently get, but that it should be redistributed in a different way so that families have the option to decide whether the father or the mother takes the break. We are also advocating, not immediately, but over the next 11 years to 2020, that we move to a more generously paid system of parental leave.
Although, you know, as a working father myself, I kind of identify with some of the findings in your report. But, you know, shouldn't the Equality and Human Rights Commission be highlighting groups who are more disadvantaged and discriminated against than working fathers?
Well, I think, again, there's two sides to this coin. The mothers take often a massive drop in pay when they go part-time to look after children. And one of the barriers to greater gender equality is men not taking up part of that caring responsibility. And what this research is telling us is that actually a lot of men want to do this. It's just the current structures are assuming that it should always be women, and they're not adequately compensating women or supporting women in their parenting responsibilities. So a more modern approach would be supporting all types of parents to balance their work and family life. And I think it's such a fundamental part of most British people's lives. It resonates with people because parenting is time-consuming, it's expensive to get childcare, it affects almost every hour of every day for people who've got kids. This is really fundamental stuff.